USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The casket carrying the body of John McCain arrives at Joint Base Andrews. He will lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda and then be buried Saturday at the cemetery at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Earlier in Arizona, a church service for the late Republican Senator, former Vice President, Democrat Joe Biden attending.
Good communities are built by thousands of small acts of decency that Americans, as I speak today, show each other every single day.
Biden saying,
bottom line was, I think John believed in us. I think he believed in the American people. Not just all the preambles, the Constitution. He believed in the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Four people killed in a Greyhound bus crash in New Mexico on Interstate 40. This is 90 miles west of Albuquerque. State police say the bus driver colliding with a truck, the National Transportation Safety Board sending a go team to investigate. A tribute concert for Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, in Detroit, Michigan.
We are here to celebrate the life, the love, and the legacy of Miss Aretha Franklin.
Singer Joan Belgrave belting out Aretha Franklin's Dr. Feelgood at the sold-out show.
Don't send me no doctor. Fill me up with all of them damn pills. I got me a man named Dr. Feelgood.
Former President Bill Clinton expected at Aretha's funeral. And watching your money now on Wall Street, the Dow shedding 137 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ahead of the Labor Day long holiday weekend, gas prices on the rise. USA Radio's Chris Barnes breaks down the numbers.
AAA predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day weekend in the last 4 years when it comes to your gas tank. A AAA spokesperson saying, however, the spike should be temporary. But for the weekend, AAA pegs the national average for gas at least $2.85 a gallon. On Memorial Day, the price had jumped up to $2.94 a gallon. Travel experts say we could save some money, though, at the hotels, because there are many good Labor Day weekend hotel promotions this year. As for the top Labor Day destinations in the U.S., Marriott International says they'll be New York City, Chicago, Orlando, and Atlanta. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are in the middle of hurricane season and two new storms churning. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Hurricane Miriam is developing in the eastern Pacific Ocean, but at this time doesn't currently pose a threat to land, according to the National Hurricane Center. It's traveling west at 9 miles per hour and had maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Hurricane Norman also developed in the eastern Pacific. The eye of the storm was located 500 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters expect the storm to become a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher, by Thursday. There are no advisories in effect. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.